Thank you for calling Eagle Moth Collection. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Hey, Alexis. I received an email from a gentleman called Robert Watkins in customer service. Is he available?
What was the email regarding?
Says, "Dear Keith, thank you for your membership. We're hoping you're enjoying this exciting program. However, we received an error when we attempted to charge the credit card that you provided for your payments. I just looked at my bank account, and there was $34.95 charged from Eagle Moss. So I'd like to know why I'm receiving an email saying there was a problem."
Okay, give me one moment. I have an account pulled up here by your phone number. Can you verify your first, your last name, and your home address?
Keith Aguiar, 3974 Baja Drive, St. Cloud, Florida, 3472.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. I see they were calling in about the Marvell chess collection.
I guess, yeah. I didn't think there's one or two items that I never supposedly received from over 2 years ago. When's the last time I actually got a shipment? And I'm astonished that they're actually 2 years later sending something out. But anyways, long story short, I received this email from this guy, Robert Watkins, on April 13th. And it says, "We appreciate your business, customer service." And like I said, I just looked at my account today, my Chase account, which is the money's drafted from, and there was a charge for $34.95.
Yeah, so the $34.95, this is for specials that goes out with this collection. It's for the Drake Single Moral. It's not for your primary order, but it's like for your specials. The last time you received a special was back in 2017. So you do have a pre-authorization with us that's pending for $34.95, and it extra was pending on yesterday. And it was for the Drake Single More. So that charge is for a special order that goes with this collection.
I'm aware of that. But my question is this. Why did I receive an email regarding an error with a credit card?
Maybe when they charged on the 13th, I see the order email was sent out. It didn't go through. So when they processed it again on yesterday, which was Tuesday, it did authorize, and the payment didn't go through. So you do have a pending charge, and I don't see a decline anything on your email. I see the order email was sent, but everything is fine on your account.
Okay. So did they try to charge? Was it the same exact item that they tried to charge, or was it a different item they tried to charge the last week?
It's the same item. Last week it didn't go through. This week it's pending, and you didn't receive a decline email. It's just that on the 13th when they tried to authorize it, it didn't go through. So right now you do have a pre-authorization with us because they will send that shipment out on Friday. It's pending right now.
Yeah, I that's what I said on my Chase account, that it was pending. Is there anything else that is missing from the collection that's coming up?
For your primary order or your specials?
It doesn't matter, whatever.
Okay, for your specials, it's a lot of specials that goes out with the collection. I can't really see what all comes out with the specials. I do know that they send an email each time a special is getting ready to go out. For your primary order, when I pulled that up, it did say that something was out of stock. Give me one moment.
I'm missing a specific book on one of these figures, and I couldn't figure out which one it was. Like, I did call last time. It was, I think, in the issue 90-something, and I don't know if I can get the book. I got the figures, but I never got the book.
Okay, I can reship that for you. So what's all that's left on this account that you haven't received yet, that's the Landex order that's supposed to be went out, it will be issue 92, the Mysterio Villain Pun. That magazine is what is out of stock.
That's the figure I'm missing, correct?
Yes, only that one.
Yeah, I think that's the book on this. And I will tell you right now. Got this huge box of books here. 92 is the one I'm missing.
Yes, sir. 92 is out of stock, so we won't be able to reship that because they haven't shipped yet.
It's been out of stock for what? 3 years?
until they give us until the warehouse give us an ETA date, then it will stay out of stock until they're able to get it back in. As of right now, let me check to see, do we have an ETA date on that? Give me one moment.
By the way, are you allowed to to submit a request for it?
I can put in a request form for it about the magazine for 92.
Well, I don't even have the figure either.
Okay, that's because the 92 and the figure goes together. So if the magazine is delaying that, if you skip 92 and don't want to receive it until it comes back in stock, just say if you had more issues that was going out and you were to skip to go to the next one. You can't skip a magazine since the magazine goes with that collector.
No, what I'm telling you is I got all 96 issues except – I got all 96 issues and all 96 figures except the book and the figure for number 92. That kind of messes up in a collection, not having one figure out of it. You collected all 96 of them.
Yes, 92. The figurine is in stock. The magazine is what's delaying it to ship. So I can't skip the magazine for you and just have you to receive the figurine.
Did I receive the figure though?
You didn't receive the figure because the magazine is out of stock. You're not going to receive the figure until the magazine comes in stock. Because if I go in here to if you was the customer that called in and say, 92 been out of stock for so long, I don't want it anymore. So if I skip it, then you will never receive it. It'll just be that. So just say if somebody called in and say, I want to skip the magazine for issue 90, I would tell them that I cannot skip that because the magazine, that we don't have a reship or skip thing to just skip magazines because it goes with the collection.
Are you able to see if 92 is ever shipped to me, the figure itself?
I'm looking at that and they have never shipped to you. That's because the magazine have never shipped.
Well, can I at least get the figure?
So I would be glad to ship the figure out to you, but the system is not going to allow us to do that. That's what I'm saying. So if I just say if you...
That's stupid. That is so stupid. I know the two go together. I guess the company doesn't want to pay for two different shipping charges because one, they would have to pay for the figure, then they would have to pay for the book.
Yes, sir. So if I go to Skip and do the 92, it's going to be the magazine and the figurine. It just won't be that you're skipping the magazine. It will be that whole figurine because you can't just skip. I don't know why I got it like that, but that's how they...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So what's the only suggestion you got? You're just going to have to submit a request?
If you're waiting on the 92 to come in, I could just send a complaint form over and let them know that 92 has been out of stock for a while and you want to know when an ETA date will come for that issue.
Or how about if you can send a complaint and say, hey, look, customer has all 96 figures. It's been 4 years and he still hasn't got his final figure. What can we do?
Okay, I sent it over for you. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
And so the only other thing is you said that you cannot figure out if there was any other special figures missing besides the Drax and Gamora.
Nothing is missing. It's a lot of special that goes out with this collection. However, the system don't show us the specials, only the primary order. Each time a special goes out, you're supposed to receive an email about that special before it ships.
Well, yeah, in this particular case, when you see an email that's popped up out of nowhere, like 3-4 years ago, you know, it's like kind of strange. So that's why I was double checking on your end and your system if you're able to see that. Because I did find out that there is a special figure, but it looks like online it's only exclusive to the United Kingdom. And it's from the same set, which was kind of strange too. I didn't know that the United Kingdom got their own special figures.
Okay, as of right now, I can't look at the specials to see what's all left on this account. Like, if you were still receiving your primary order, it would tell me everything that you're going to receive. But on the special, it don't give me that list in the system.
Man, that's a strange system. But, okay, well, thank you for your help. And like I said, I know now that the item is, you said usually the item should be shipped on Friday. Is that correct?
Items that... out of stock, and when we process orders, when they get back in stock, we only process orders on Tuesdays and Fridays.
No, I'm saying with your the one that did get paid for, the $34.95, the one that's pending, that one should be shipped out on Friday?
That's correct, because it's pending right now.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you for all your help, ma'am.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moth Collection. Have a great day.